Mr. President, thank you for giving me the floor again. On behalf of the Article 3 Thematic Coordinators, Austria and Australia, it is my pleasure to present the review of the status and operation on the article on storage and stockpile destruction. During the past 12 months, our ambition was to seek direct and regular engagement with countries concerned already at an early stage, despite the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. We engaged with delegations here in Geneva, as well as with capital representatives virtually, and as far as possible during other relevant meetings, such as the Mine Ban Convention Review Conference. We thank the Presidency and the ISU for their engagement, commitment, and guidance in this regard. The implementation of Article 3 is an outstanding success story. Over 95% of the weapons detained by states' parties have already been destroyed. This is a total of nearly 1.5 million cluster munitions containing 178 million submunitions. This demonstrates the strength of commitment of states' parties to fully implement Article 3. Today, there are 100 states' parties which do not hold stockpiles of cluster munitions, because they have completed their destruction programs or because they never had possession of stockpiles of cluster munitions. Since the last review conference, 8 state parties declared completion of destruction of cluster munition stockpiles. We commend and congratulate Botswana, Croatia, Cuba, France, Germany, Italy, Slovenia, Spain and Switzerland on their declared compliances with Article 3 obligations. This means that 36 states parties that reported to have stockpiles of cluster munitions when the convention entered into force have completed their destruction. Only 5 states parties are still implementing obligations under Article 3, namely Bulgaria, Guinea-Bissau, Peru, Slovakia, and South Africa. We thank these states for their engagement with the coordinators in this regard. The convention community can indeed be proud of the prevention of the humanitarian harm that is achieved by ensuring that these cluster munitions have been destroyed and can thus never be used again. As coordinators, we wish to identify 3 observations since the last review conference. First, an early destruction trend. Many state parties finished well ahead of their deadline. Out of the 9 state parties that declared compliance with Article 3 obligations since the last REFCON, 5 states completed their obligations at least 3 years ahead of the deadline. Let me recall that the 8th meeting of state parties agreed on a template for the declaration of compliance in line with Action 2.4 of the Dubrovnik Action Plan. Second, a limited amount of extension requests and agreed methods of work for the analysis group. So far, only 2 countries had to request an extension of their initial deadline. We commend both concerned states for their commitment throughout the process. This was also demonstrated by both states not requesting the maximum allowed under the convention, but ambitious and swift destruction plans. Since the first review conference, the analysis group mechanism was put in place and methods of work were agreed during the 9th meeting of state parties. Thirdly, the key importance of transparency and Article 7 reports. The information provided in initial reports, as well as in Article 7 reports, is essential when it comes to assessing the status of implementation and progress on destruction and retained stockpile. We encourage all state parties to comply with the reporting requirements under the convention. The fact that 10 states parties, including 3 new state parties, have not yet submitted initial reports is a matter of serious concern. Outstanding reports might lead to situation of concern of non-compliance, which can easily be prevented by compliance with reporting obligations. The coordinators encourage state parties to do their utmost to hold up transparency as one of the key elements of the cooperative nature of the convention. While the 2 Article 3 extension requests have already been dealt with comprehensively in the sessions yesterday, Let me briefly thank Slovakia and South Africa for their engagement with the coordinators on their stockpile destruction implementation. We look forward for receiving further information on progress achieved during the review conference, but also in particular through Article 7 reports. The coordinators believe it is of utmost importance for countries with obligations under Article 3, which encounter difficulties in completion, to seek early contact with the presidency and the thematic coordinators. In this regard, we encourage Guinea-Bissau to submit an initial report under Article 7 to clarify its status of Article 3 implementation in order to prevent compliance concerns. Mr. President, before I conclude, allow me to focus on the issue of storage of retained cluster munitions for permitted purposes under the Convention. Some state parties that have retained a limited number of cluster munitions for permitted purposes but have not reported any decrease in the level of stored cluster munitions over the past years. This means that none of the munitions had been used for permitted purposes, such as training. In light of the general prohibition of storage as coordinators, we encourage states to closely monitor that the chosen amount of retained cluster munition for permitted purposes does not exceed the minimum number necessary for these purposes. In some cases, this might include considerations if even further reductions could be pursued. Before I give back the floor, let me also express Austria's appreciation for the excellent cooperation with our fellow coordinator, Australia. I thank you, Mr. President.